Okay, good afternoon. We are now on the record. It is February 1st, 2023 at 2 p.m. 2:03 p.m. This is a recorded public hearing held by the Washington State Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors, which I will refer to during this hearing as the board. My name is Shannon Gillespie, and I am the rules coordinator for the board and presiding officer over this hearing. This hearing is being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regards to the board's proposed rule changes to Washington Administrative Code, or WAC, Chapter 196-26A, Registered Professional Engineers and Land Surveyor Fees, and WAC 196-30, Fees for On-Site Wastewater Treatment Designers and Inspectors. This is a public hearing being held virtually and in person at the board's office located at 605 11th Avenue Southeast, Suite 201, Olympia, Washington. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 23-01-085, filed with the code revisor's office on December 16, 2022, and by posting notice of the hearing and attendance instructions on the board's website. The proposed rules are available on the website. Go to the board's website, which you can find by typing in www.brpels.wa.gov, and look for the rulemaking activity tab located on the homepage. These rule changes are proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 18.43.035, RCW 18.210.050, RCW 18.210.060, and RCW 34.05.020. Board is required to make a recording of this hearing by stenographics, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Representatives of the Washington Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors are present today, and I will let them introduce themselves at this time with their name and title.
Lana Kramer, licensing lead.
Mackenzie Werritt, executive assistant.
Greg Schieferstein, communication and outreach manager.
Ken Fuller, director.
Rich Larson, deputy director.
Okay. The board encourages anyone attending this hearing to ask questions and provide their comments today. If you do not wish to speak today, you may also submit written comments to the board at shannon.gillespie@brpels.wa.gov. All written comments must be received by close of business February 1st, 2023. Depending on the complexity of the comments and questions, it is unlikely that the board will respond to your questions or comments today. Instead, the board is gathering all the questions and comments, both oral and written, for a comprehensive review. Based upon that review, the board will consider whether these proposed rules should be revised. Should the board decide not to make any substantive changes to the proposed rules, the board will provide written responses to all comments and questions in a single written document called the Concise Explanatory Statement. This will enable you to see the comments and questions and the responses in one location. The Concise Explanatory Statement will be posted on the board's website with the CR 103 after filing with the code revisor's office and will be provided to anyone who makes comment today or during the comment period. Okay. At this time, we will call on those who signed up to speak regarding proposed changes to WAC Chapter 196-26A and 196-30. You will be called to speak in the order which you have signed in. To assist in the preparing of the record of this public hearing, and so that we can provide you with responses to your questions or comments, individuals testifying today should state your name, provide contact information, and state who you represent if you are testifying on behalf of others. Please note we will collect contact information so we can provide copies of the Concise Explanatory Statement to you. If you do not want to receive a response, you are not required to provide your contact information. The Concise Explanatory Statement will be available on the board's website. So, Mr. Sterling, would you like to provide the contact information? I already have your contact information, so you don't need to provide it. You can go ahead and provide your comments, Mr. Sterling.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Gillespie. My name is Reese Sterling. I've been a registered professional engineer here in the state of Washington since 1976, I think, and an attorney also licensed in Washington and federal court system since 1983. The testimony I present is on behalf of myself. So I have a prepared statement. I also submitted it this morning to Ms. Gillespie, but I'll go ahead and read it quickly into the record. First and foremost, thank you very much for attending, members, and also staff. Thank you and good afternoon. First, I'd like to ensure that my December 21st, 2022 email to the board and Shannon Gillespie, including the four attachments, have been entered into the record of this matter and reviewed by the members. Confirmation of this matter was sent to me by receipt from Shannon also on December 21st. If these have not yet been entered into the record, I will formally offer them at this time and respectfully ask that they be admitted together with this written testimony regarding and relating to the proposed amendment to WAC 196-26A-040. Second, this matter seems like deja vu all over again. It seems that like every several years, the board proposes to amend the license renewal rules to insert compulsory self-reporting of factual instances that could constitute unprofessional conduct. To see if such would fly this time around. It doesn't and it won't. It won't. I want to unduly repeat myself as to this argument I made in my prior written testimony submitted December 21st and also in previous years. But very simply put, the board is an administrative agency that has only that authority expressly provided by statute and can reasonably be adopted by rules to fill any gaps. There is no express statutory authority to compel self-reporting, and there are reasonably no gaps to fill with such a compulsion. In fact, the board admits that the proposed amendments are not necessary due to the federal, state, or judicial case law. See proposed rulemaking in WSR 23-01-085. Accordingly, in despair, any excessive legalism, if this proposed rule is not necessary, it is most obviously unnecessary. So the critical question is why? What exists and what has satisfactorily existed for many years is a disciplinary process that comports with due process, that little constitutional imperative and right that provides protection to professional licensees, that guarantees a process they are each due before their license is sanctioned or revoked by an administrative board. Complaints are lodged, a proper investigation is made, a hearing is held, and an appropriate decision is reached grounded on clear, cogent, and convincing competent evidence. The board wishes to sidestep this long-standing procedure and skip right to the end with a compelled admission by the licensee that he or she has perchance at some unspecified prior time or times committed an act or acts constituting unprofessional conduct. This admission is compelled and made under the duress that failure to respond would be grounds to deny license renewal or would be an instance of lack of cooperation and or lack of candor to the board that would likely be sanctionable. Compelled admission of guilt without at least a mini Miranda warning initially given such as that provided in RCW 18.130.095 paragraph 2 sub A is unquestionably contrary to due process, especially in a disciplinary setting that, unless and until our state Supreme Court clearly states otherwise, is a quasi-criminal proceeding. Such compulsory admission could not be used in a court of law, but this board is not such a tribunal, and its rules of evidence would likely permit such compelled admission. Worst case scenario, after some unidentified board staff reviews and such admissions, under what legal parameters does this person review potentially very private personal information independence from the board, standard of proof, applicable written guidelines to prevent arbitrary decision making, non-disclosure agreements or confidentiality agreements to proceed to protect privacy. Nevertheless, a complaint could be lodged by that person based on such compulsory disclosures and with the admission of guilt already of record, the professional's license could be promptly sanctioned or revoked, a total absence of due process, and I would submit a wholly unconstitutional act by the board and total disregard of the rights accorded professional licensees. Lastly, this is not who we are as a country, at least not yet or ever, I sincerely hope. And as an attorney, as well as a professional engineer, I am sworn to and will uphold and zealously protect our constitutional rights. Growing up on a dairy farm in central New York, I learned one valuable lesson. If you don't properly assert your rights, you will lose your rights. And this proposal is certainly not in keeping with a board that acts under and in accordance with those rights and the law. Due process is not a mere slogan. It is a fundamental right that the board has and should continue to recognize and honor. Respectfully, I ask the board to shelve this proposed amendment in any way relating to self-reporting for engineers and designers. If you need to make the existing system better, then do it, but don't wreck it and destroy our reliance on the good faith and fairness of the board in any and all disciplinary actions. Thank you for your consideration and continued cooperation in this matter. Thanks again.
Is there anyone else in the room that would like to provide comments on the proposed changes? Okay. Well, thank you for your comments on MARC chapters 196-26A and 196-30. Board will consider all comments and questions and determine whether revisions to the proposed rules are needed. If no substantial changes are made, board will prepare a concise explanatory statement summarizing all the oral and written comments received and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments and provided contact information. Mr. Sterling, do you have any other comments?
No, I don't. I thank you very much for listening. And if you do have any questions or want to follow up with anything from me, by all means, please contact me anytime.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It is now 2:16 p.m. and this hearing is adjourned.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mr. Stern.